The chairman of the National Peace Council, Most Reverend Professor Emmanuel Kwaku Asante, has called on the security agencies and other stakeholders in the electoral process to be fair and balanced in the discharge of their duties during and after the elections. Most Reverend Professor Asante noted that injustice brings chaos, but justice promotes peace and prevents slavery. The security agencies must therefore ensure that the fundamental human rights of the individual are protected, and also that political parties are treated equally. Most Reverend Professor Asante was speaking at a colloquium on ensuring peaceful elections in Ghana. Victoria Haji and Georgina Efie Ankra have filed this report.
The colloquium focused on preserving national security in election 2012. It brought together representatives of the security agencies and the electoral commission to discuss how ready they are for this year's election and how to ensure peaceful polls. Most Reverend Professor Asante, who is also the national chairman of the Peace Council, noted that there's a relationship between peace, security and human rights, since conflicts cannot be prevented or peace be maintained in the world where violations of human rights exist. He said human rights violations militate against both peace and security.
I believe that peace is not on its own. Justice and peace go together. Where there is injustice, it becomes very difficult to maintain peace. And therefore, if we're talking about peace, we should also be very much concerned about the issues of justice.
Some stakeholders responsible for ensuring peace in the country outlined programs to be undertaken to promote peaceful elections. The coordinator of the National Security Council, Lieutenant Colonel Larry Bevlolati, said they are doing all they can to maintain peace in Ghana, but called on the Electoral Commission to set up regional and district election security committees headed by senior officials of the EC to ensure coordination during the election.
We are suggesting to the Electoral Commission that we want to see a situation where at the regional level we have a regional election security committee which is headed by the senior electoral commission guy in the region, and then it goes down to the district also. With this kind of architecture, it will mean that that is the body which decides the what.
For his part, the deputy chairman of the Electoral Commission for Election 2012, Ahmed Suli, said the commission is ready for the elections. He outlined some measures put in place to ensure peaceful polls.
In the printing house, especially the strong room where they keep the ballots, the police should provide security day and night. And then they should make sure anybody found in the printing house should prove his identity. They should also escort all our printed materials right from the printing houses to the regional police armory and the police guy with arms.
The next was the Commissioner of the Ghana Police Service, DCOP Patrick Timbila. He said the Ghana Police Service has adequately prepared for personnel to ensure free and fair elections. He called on the EC to publish names of those who registered more than once during the registration to avoid any conflict in the elections.
A report by Victoria Haji and Georgina Friye Ankra.